thank you so much for tuning into Streams with Jonathan Ramos. This is Jonathan Ramos speaking. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in as we continue our monthly podcast for the month of September. I am super excited for this month, only because this month we've actually went ahead and we have an official release for our exclusive design t-shirts with the names of God. We have two separate designs. If you have not done so and pre-ordered your shirt, please do so. You can either contact myself via Instagram or Facebook. You can contact me. My Instagram is jonathanramos.kc, or you can always contact my wife either through Facebook or Instagram, Carla Ramos and Co. So we're super excited because these shirts, if whoever pre-ordered it, we actually have a private group. And this is why I'm so excited. And actually, the month of September is what kind of motivated or pretty much brought the subject that we're going to bring today. And pretty much the private group, we're actually going to explain the essence of who God is before we ever existed. And we're going to prove it biblically, right? Because the Bible or biblically shows that God had a life way before we even began. Okay. I myself went through a school of theology, I've studied scriptures based on theology, and although they have amazing things, there's just certain things that is deviated from scriptures based on what I've have learned over the years in ministry and studying scriptures. There's just certain things that doesn't match or add up, and that's what we're gonna go ahead and touch base on today, which is really touching base on the traditions of men, right? But nevertheless, if you have not pre-ordered your shirt, pre-order them, because this is group or the private teaching that I am going to be adding those who have ordered the t-shirt, this exclusive design. You're definitely going to be receiving some great insight in reference to who God is, where he is located, actually, and what his life was before we even came into existence, and what he was doing before we even existed. So if you're interested in that, and you also like our designs, just tune in to our Instagram, jonathanramos.kc, or go to my wife's page, Facebook page, or Instagram, carlaramos.co, or and co, sorry about that. And you can see the designs. This is amazing designs. But nevertheless, let's go ahead and get started into what I pretty much wanted to speak on today. And today, I just wanted to go ahead and touch base on the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 8, where it says, Be aware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, and the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So while I was preparing this teaching and going through a whole bunch of scriptures and what I have studied based on the school, going to school for theology, based on studying this, one of the things that came into my mind is that you can never, ever, 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 ever interpret the Bible based on your own means. Okay, you can never interpret scriptures based on your natural mind. Okay, and where I'm going with this is because talking in a ministerial aspect and ministry aspect, you'll have a lot of people who knows how to interpret scriptures in different forms, a different way, based on their congregants level, based on what psychologically or what their cerebral capacity allows them to understand. So they basically pretty much interpret scriptures based on that. And scriptures cannot be identified or interpreted through the human mind, only because the scriptures goes far beyond that. So you will always have people who will either teach you on scriptures based on what they've learned, based on what they know, or they believe it is to be true, okay? Which there's nothing wrong with that, but if you don't do your own study, or you don't study on your own, then you can get lost and fall into error, because you must learn how to defend God. And when you defend God, it's not so much that you over demonize it like some religions do, who they try to defend their God, because God does not need defending. Just God is like a lion. A lion does not need its defending, or for you to prove that you have a lion, or that's a lion. You just let the lion go out of the cage and the lion takes care of himself. But in terms of proving or protecting God, you have to know what you believe in and fight for what you believe in, right? Because if you don't know how to fight what you believe in, then I therefore have every right to question what you believe, okay? And in the world that we live in, we pretty much have three different type of thought patterns. And if you're not careful on how to confront each thought patterns or the thought patterns of this world, then you pretty much can either, one, cause someone to sin, right? Two, get offended, or three, abandon your faith, okay? We have different individuals who pretty much have, you have a naturalistic point of view of life, people who are just naturalists. They pretty much believe everything happens to coincidence, there's no God. Then you have the postmodern view of things, and postmodern view of things will be pretty much people who will believe in the fact that there is a God, but God is not really involved in human activities, or he gets involved but he doesn't really get involved. The other type of individuals who say God will help you if you help yourself. And then you have the Christian perspective of how they think, or the Christian point of view, what the Bible says, where we will see most men in the Bible who are pretty much radical with their faith. And when I mean they're radical, I'm talking about God tells them, leave your mother and father today, or leave your household today, and they leave and they don't know where they're going tomorrow, and they pretty much encounter somebody who says, God told me to wait for you here. So you have that type of point of view, you have postmodernism, and then you have the naturalist view, okay? Just to kind of give you a background and where I'm coming from with all this. So whenever we interpret scriptures, or people tend to give you advice, it's always based on those type of three of influences. It's either a naturalistic point of view, it's either a postmodern view, or it's even a Christian view, right? So that's why you therefore have to be careful who you allow to mentor or provide you information, because the wrong influence can lead you to the most critical errors that you can cause in life, ministry, business. I'm not promoting to not be submissive to a mentor, because I am all up for it. I believe in mentorship. I truly believe in it. I am myself and my wife are byproduct of being mentored by some of the greatest men of God that we know in our lives. So we are a byproduct of mentorship, okay? But when we look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, it is very important, because the Bible says to be careful with the traditions of men. And what the traditions of men is, it is frozen progress, frozen success. It is something that worked for an individual in the past that they're trying to make work now, and it's not gonna work. So it is frozen progress and frozen success. Not that there's nothing wrong with that, but you cannot just base everything off of that only because it's just that. It is where we get the term, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. It is why certain elderly people, it's hard for them to find a job, because they are stuck in tradition. So where I'm going with this is whenever we're studying scriptures, or whenever you're doing ministry or even a business, and you have people giving you traditions of men, if you're not careful to heed to the correct voice and the voice of the Holy Spirit, or the voice of learning on your own, then you can fall into error. Okay, because like I stated, when you learn scriptures in the Christian point of view, you can learn scriptures, and in scriptures, you can learn what a Bible verse means, to come to find out that it really doesn't mean that at all, right? Or pretty much, my last podcast, I talked about what is salvation. And one of the things that I spoke about and touched based on is salvation is not believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. That's just part of it. But, you know, just a quick recap before I get on the fire and you stop listening to my podcast. It's not so much, you know, the truth of salvation is that Jesus Christ is God, is believing who he is. Because most of the people you ask, how do you know you have salvation? No, because I believe Jesus Christ died. You know, or is Jesus God? They question and they're hesitant to answer that question. That is proof that they don't have salvation. And then in a business perspective, you can pretty much get all the business advice you need on how to start a business, how to make your business work. But if you're heeding to, and you're inclined to people who pretty much are stuck in traditions on how business used to work for them and business is working for them, then practically, I mean, it's tradition, it's frozen progress, and frozen progress cannot get you nowhere. Okay, because behold, I do a new thing. The Bible says that God is always doing a new thing. So if God is always doing a new thing, then traditions is not going to work. Interpreting the Bible how you used to interpret it is not going to work today. And I believe that is why a lot of people encounter troubles reaching out this new generation. And it's because they try to go and enter traditions. Now, I still have my certain aspects in terms of that, but the point of this is, do not get stuck in traditions of men. Traditions of men is always frozen progress. I am by no means promoting to not be submissive to a mentor, or do not be submissive, be rebellious. By no means am I promoting that. I am all up for it. In fact, I believe you should get yourself a mentor who can help you and give you advice in ministry and in business, whatever the case you're trying to strive. You just don't want to get stuck in traditions of men. I'll give you an example on my end for myself. I remember a long time ago, a leader came up to me and said, you should follow this leader, because this leader used to be in ministry, used to do this, or used to do that. And I looked at the leader and I told the leader, I don't want to. And here's why. Because this individual used to do that. He no longer does it. So if he used to do it, there's something that he did that didn't work out for him that he used to do it. I want someone who can take me to the next level. Ultimately, we know that God is going to take us to the next level. But the currency of heaven is people, and God uses people to bless you. And if you're using, and if you're heeding to an instruction or a voice of somebody who used to do something, then practically that's not where you want to be. Okay, it's not being prideful, but God calls us from glory to glory. He doesn't call us to glory to then go back, to then go to glory again, to then fall back, you know. So be careful with the traditions of men. Again, by no means am I saying be rebellious to your leaders. By no means am I saying do not find a mentorship. By no means am I saying that your leaders are wrong. By no means am I saying all this. I'm just saying be very careful and use the spirit of discernment, and do not get stuck on traditions of men. Because when you get stuck on traditions of men, you pretty much put yourself in a hole where you're unable to learn new things. And if you're unable to learn new things, then you wouldn't be able to prosper in your business, ministry, or whatever the case is. So therefore, analyze and really think if you're being stuck on the traditions of men. Be aware of the traditions of men. And while I was doing this study, this is where the Lord took me, and I just felt that I have to share this with you guys, with you who are listening. because getting stuck in a tradition or frozen progress, you ain't going nowhere. God bless you guys. And again, if you have not pre-ordered the shirt, pre-order it. If you have already pre-ordered it, I am excited to see you this weekend for our first video. Bye-bye.